Good afternoon, Dr. Schmidt. Dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Constance Parrish. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 4/1/25, Mrs. Parrish performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the only two bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/24/24. There's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Clement Warshesky, Warshesky. This goes to Corrine Edick, comma, PA. On 4/1/25, Mr. Warshesky performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilator, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was greater than 1. However, the FEF 25-75 over FPC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/15/25, there's been significant deterioration in the pre-bronchodilator study period. This may be related to the patient's effort, period. Paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component with questionable optimal effort. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Patricia Markham, M-A-R-C-U-N. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 4/1/25, Mrs. Markham performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FPC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement period compared to a prior study dated 12/11/24. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Kennedy. This goes to Connie Hinant, H-I-N-N-A-N-T, F-N-T. On 4/1/25, Mr. Kennedy performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period, there was poor effort after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/12/24, there's been no significant change. Period, a paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Thank you.